I think it's quite important to note just how governments are needed in order to make rules, in order to provide stimulus, in order to backstop and incentivize cash flows, but also in how they're needed in order to tackle social issues when markets fail in partnership with other sectors. Every year, the government spends its discretional budget around $50 to $55 billion annually in Ottawa on social programming. And that programming usually falls within political priorities. And oftentimes, we don't know what the results are of that spend. What's been accomplished with that $50 to $55 billion? What's been improved? It's tough to say because we often take an activities versus an outcomes-based approach to that spending. So we need a new approach that leverages the private sector, that leverages the ingenuity of other ideas to tackle our toughest social problems. What does it mean in order to pay for outcomes? Well, I think it's best to kind of look at the conventional way that we're distributing funding into our social services and then contrast that with how to pay for outcomes. Oftentimes, we track and report on the number of people trained or the inputs that go into a social program, but we fail to really zero in on what the results of that spending are. A simple example is when you're working on a training program and looking to get gainful employment, will you track the number of people trained versus how many people were hired and retained in that position down the line? So we need to shift to more of a paying for outcomes approach. And if we did shift to a paying for outcomes approach, what would happen if we actually incentivize collaboration between the public and private sectors by paying for results? What would happen if we had given the service providers multi-year funding and the capacity to expand their programs? And what would happen if we collected the data, the right data, in order to articulate what's working and what's not? We are thinking through what a national outcome fund would look like. And so a national outcome fund is a sexy way of describing what a shared capital pool would look like between philanthropic sector Canada and public sector Canada. This pool would pay when a specific outcome is met, and it would be a drawdown fund. So by design, when some successful outcome is achieved, the fund would pay out and it would deplete over time. When the fund is depleted, that would actually be a good thing because we would know that social issues are being tackled effectively. And so we're thinking about the ways in which we could apply this national outcome fund to the heart of our crises and focus on job readiness, retraining, reskilling, and then move to areas of climate change, health, and tackling social injustice.